The VA is investigating claims that certain doctors were overprescribing heavy narcotics to some veterans and that the Toma VA's chief of staff created a culture of fear. At a town hall meeting in Toma yesterday, employees and patients called for an independent investigation, saying they don't trust the process. Whistleblower Ryan Honnell is a combat veteran and a former Toma VA employee. He says the VA cannot investigate itself.
It's proven that for years, and anybody who's been an employee at the VA knows that that's the case. To leave the fox in charge of the hen house, you know, obviously that's going to lead to one conclusion, and that's, there's nothing to see here.
The VA's initial findings are expected by the end of the month. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. The Toma VA staff say there are many caregivers dedicated to the patients, but they say a few bad apples forced doctors and pharmacists to quit or be fired if they questioned prescription practices. One death at the VA last year has been linked to an overdose. Lynn Ellinghuysen is a registered nurse at the Toma VA and president of the workers' union.
We have been so afraid of our jobs. We weep at the deaths. But there's very few that will put their job on the line. We are able now to get more and more people to do this. And the whistleblower numbers are growing.
The VA is currently investigating prescription practices and whether a culture of intimidation exists at the Toma VA. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.